everybody. Welcome to Give Me Credit, and welcome to another weekend of trying to get you free. It sounds almost like an evangelistic program, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. But I think it's exactly what we're talking about. When we say free, we're talking about kind of a financial sense of freedom. We're not talking investment or anything else like that. What we're talking about is that crazy little thing called a credit rating and what it means to you and why it can get so nasty, John.
Yeah, what we'd like to do is to get people back involved and take control. Because once people have control of the situation, their lives become a whole lot more meaningful and better.
I like the way you put that, because you do have a sense of control over this. When that credit rating is crashing and burning, there's always that question of, where is this thing going to go? And it does. It's such a mystery. It seems out of control. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm John Ng, and that's John Mackey. John is the founder and the president of Master Credit Solutions. It is a nationwide slash yay, verily worldwide organization that helps you deal with your credit ratings and helps you scrub, clean, and improve.
Absolutely.
And you also sound like a box of Tide to me.
Also, just to have the ability to know what's going on in your credit report, because there's nothing worse than ignorance of what's happening to you, because when you have the ignorance, then you lose control.
Yeah. Well, let's get into something that we started last week, which was the myths of credit.
Right.
And we had a handful that we were covering. In fact, I've got the list over here that, and we're certainly not going to be being able to cover everything.
No.
Oh, by the way, I want to tease this. Next week's program is one you need to tune into, because next week we're going to talk about those crazy calls that you get and what to do. I think that's going to be one of our most powerful programs, John. So that's not to say that what we're talking about isn't important, but I think it's one of those rubber meets the road things that we'll do next week as well.
It's what people are really, really interested in. Mm-hmm. It's how to deal with those calls.
Yeah.
It's also maybe to call me if they do have difficulty, like a client of mine did this past week. And we'll go over that next week as to maybe how to handle these calls.
All right. Let's get into our myths, because, like I said, it's an extension of last week's program. And the myth I wanted to talk about right now is that I need to carry a credit card balance to have good credit scores.
No, you don't have to carry a balance. What you need to do is to have an open trade line. In other words, and what we're talking about right now are revolving debts. And revolving debts and the scores associated with them all have to do with the balances that are on the credit report, okay? Now, you can have, let's say your balance is at, not the balance, but the maximum allowed that you can borrow is $1,000.
Sure.
And if you borrow up to $1,000, your score goes down. But if you keep it under 1.5%, it's as if you have no balance. Okay, so you can have a zero balance, and you're still going to get scored on that. In fact, you're going to get scored most favorably upon that.
And when we talk about revolving, that's that account again, just for clarification, fact, I know a lot of people understand this, but again, this is why you have me in the program, because I ask all the questions that people who just don't know anything about this ask.
Right.
A revolving credit might be a Sears card, a Visa, a MasterCharge, something like that, where you're running a balance. They say you can spend up to $25,000, but you know, you're going to make the monthly payment. Usually they require the minimum payment.
Correct.
Can I spin off of this question just a little bit?
Sure.
Let's say I'm holding half that balance.
Okay.
Let's say if I have a $25,000 top end.
Okay.
I can't imagine me having one of those, but let's just pretend. And let's say I owe maybe $12,000.
Okay.
How does my credit score, how is it affected if I'm just making minimum payments? Does that make any difference, or is a payment a payment?
A payment is a payment is a payment. It's not affecting it, but you're not reducing your principal enough so that you're affecting your score. Now, at that point, when you're talking about less than half, you're fine, okay? You're doing fine with your score. But let's say that 12,000 becomes, what's half 25? Or 12.5. Let's say it's 12.5 or 12.6. Now you're over that 50% threshold. Now your score will take a hit.
Oh.
Okay? Now let's say you continually go up. And let's say you go up to 25,000 and you don't make the payment. Number one, you're going to get a hit on the late. Number two, they're going to hit you with overage fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when they hit you with overage fees is when you take a tremendous hit on that score. So you need to keep it under that. Now, you had mentioned before on revolving debt, as far as it being credit cards. There's one other one in there that confuses a lot of people. And when they get a second mortgage on their home, it could be a second mortgage, a true second.
Right.
Where you've got a standard rate and you've got a standard set time that you're paying it back, over 15, over 30, over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if it's a HELOC? Now, a HELOC is an acronym, and it stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. That is treated as a revolving debt.
Oh.
And what happened in the past is, let's say a guy had or a family had a HELOC of $100,000, but they only borrowed $20,000.
Sure.
Now, so your ratios are really good there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the crisis hit, the banks dropped that $100,000 maximum down to $20,000.
Oh.
Now you've got it maxed out, and your score took a 70-point drop, and you did nothing.
Oh. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Hey, folks, we're talking about myths of credit. We've got another one coming up here in just these next few moments. But, of course, as you're listening to some of our conversation, I'm certain that you have some questions that you want to focus on. And so here's what we're going to do. When we get back from our break, we're going to ask John to give us contact information. Because even though John is on the air right now, his full staff is at the ready. Ready to, you know, you can go to the website immediately and find out more. You can make some contacts that way. And again, John does take texts as well.
So that's a great point, because I was going to bring that up. Yeah. I'd love to get text questions.
And so when we get back, folks, here's what I'd like you to do. Grab a piece of paper and a pencil, and we're going to give you that contact information that John has for offer. And I think what you're going to end up doing, just in that initial contact with John, you're going to find some great relief as you answer some of this. John is able to answer some of the questions about your credit. And especially, John, I think of some of these myths that are out there, because I think you're right. We just don't understand the process as a whole. So you're listening to Give Me Credit. We're thrilled that we're able to be with you this weekend. We want you to hang on, because there's great information again. Again, grab a piece of paper and a pencil. We shall return with contact information and more about the myths of credit. And credit scores back next. You're on Give Me Credit.
Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Coming up in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, three of us are holding a program, presenting a program called Beyond Bootstrapping. It's about credit. It's about SBA loans and angel and venture funding. There is three experts, me, I'm one of them, on credit. And we've got Dennis Welsh, an SBA loan expert from Anchor Bank, and Jeffrey Yupin, an attorney, fundraiser, and one of the lead attorneys at Thompson Hall Law Office, that will talk about venture and angel funding. There is free lunch, but you must register ahead of time at eventbrite.com. Or you can register at uscreditproject.com. Some people have described this, or short seminar, as receiving insider information. I appreciated that comment, but you're going to get a ton of information. If you can attend, I'd love to have you. If you want lunch, register ahead of time. This is sponsored by Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, Inner Circle, Thompson Hall Law Office, U.S. Credit Project, and Master Credit Solutions. I hope to see you there. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this. But let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Welcome back to Give Me Credit. I'm John Eng, and that is John Mackey. We're talking about myths of credit, but just before the break, John, we promised our listeners that we would give them contact information. You know what? Let's give that texting number first.
Sure. It is also a phone number that you can use to call in. But if you don't want to do that and you just want to have a text answer to your question, that would be you can text the question to 612-567-2459. That's 612-567-2459.
Now, again, there are people standing by and hanging around John's phone, so if you were to text that number right now, you're going to get a fairly immediate answer.
Absolutely.
And so John has put a nice substructure underneath our program for you to be in contact. John, give that text number again if people just want just a quick question from you.
612-567-2459.
All right, and then the website information, please.
It's www.givemecredit.us.
Okay.
That's givemecredit.us.
And folks, as we get to the end of this segment, we'll give the phone number as well. We want to make sure that you have that so you can make a quick call. But we have several ways to get in touch with John. He is not aloof.
No, I'm out there, and you can reach me in many different ways. Touch me somehow.
And if you're looking for John, just go to a Dairy Queen. He's usually hanging around there somewhere.
No, I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh,
you're not going to find
me
there. Yes.
How in the world can you live?
Believe me, I've lived well. You looking at me.
Well, yeah, you and I, we've not missed many meals.
No.
Another myth. How you handle your credit indicates how trustworthy you are.
You know, that's not true. That's not true, because there have been so many people lately that have bankruptcy, for example. They filed bankruptcy due to medical problems that are totally out of their control. Or what about losing a job and you can't find a job? That has diminished a lot of people's scores. So it simply isn't true that it describes who you are as an individual and as a trustworthy person.
Is this the reason why... looking for work, oftentimes your potential employer will look at your credit rating?
Yeah. I don't think that's the reason. They've tried to curb a lot of that, where they're just blanket pulling credit reports. That seems to be rather intrusive of what you're doing. Is you're going to be working with the machine, or you're not going to be working with highly sensitive material. Now, if they look at it and pull it and they want to find out about whether you've had any financial problems. I can't think of a good example right now.
Well, let me throw a question at you while you're thinking about that. Do you think there's a potentiality that an employee would say, okay, if their credit's not good, then there may be some fraud involved?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's been many cases recently, one in particular out of Washington, D.C., where a woman had a job as an intern, did very well, was hired, and then was fired six months later due to her credit and her long-term debt due to her student loans.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So really not something she had. I mean, she got her education. I see.
That's right. That's why they hired her, is because of her education.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting because some of these are very basic. And a lot of times, you know, we think in terms of, well, what am I trying to say? That we have the wrong answers. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know, that somehow we've heard this somewhere. You know, like they say, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. But it's one of the things we're trying to set you free from, and that is the myth that surrounds a lot of those things.
Right.
John, there's another myth I wanted to cover last week, but let's grab it right now.
Okay.
And that is the myth that says, if I ask for lower limits on my credit card, that's going to help my credit.
Again, it goes back to the first one that we talked about, and it has to do with your ratios. The answer to the question directly is no. Asking for lower limits will hurt your score.
So let me lay out a scenario. Yes. Let's go back to my $25,000.
Okay.
And the company says, you're good for up to $25,000 on rotating credit.
Right.
And you say, no, I don't trust myself.
Right.
I want you to lower that to 3. But now you still have the ratio. Because instead of 25%, $25,000 being 100%, 3 is 100%.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so let's say you borrowed that, or you had a credit line of $25,000, and you borrowed $2,000. What's your ratio there?
Oh, okay. See? Yeah, exactly.
Now, you reduce that $25,000 down to $3,000, and your ratio is well over 50% at 67%.
Mm.
Okay? So it doesn't help. What I've always encouraged people to do is, if you can trust yourself, if you've got a $3,000 limit and you've got a $2,000 balance, see if they will increase your limit to better your ratios.
To widen the ratios.
Correct.
And if they do approve you and your ratios are widened, that creates better credit.
Correct.
You're listening to Give Me Credit. John Mackey is our host. John, again, is the founder, the president of Master Credit Solutions. He's been doing this for a few years, and that's one of the reasons why we felt it was time to get him on the radio to talk to you about what these myths are about and how to challenge credit issues that are there unfairly. And John is able to do that. Now, John, we promised our listeners that we would give them a contact phone number for
Correct.
You. What would that be if they wanted to call today? Even?
Well, if they wanted to call, it's 888-417-3400. That's 888-417-3400. They can still call me. During the last segment, we gave out the text number.
The text number, yes.
The text number you can also call on. It's virtually like a cell phone.
Oh,
I see. It's not.
Sure.
But it's virtually like that. So you could text me or call me there.
All right. And again, what we want to do is to make sure you understand that John is kind of a rarity in this world, and that is, the founder and president is going to be the guy you talk to initially.
Correct.
And he's going to be the guy who's going to give you some guidance through some of these murky waters and walk with you through this. And, John, I think that's one of the things I appreciate about you. When I was going to you to start, you didn't hand me off to anybody else. You didn't say, well, you know, Larry's going to take that or Carol's going to take that. You took it.
Yeah, I do. And I'll tell you why. Because I want people to get the right information.
Hmm.
And sometimes when you hand it off, you don't know what their motivations are. Do they just want to get you off the phone, or do they really know? Do they not know or are making up an answer?
Mm-hmm.
I have a pretty good knowledge of what's going on in the credit world. And as a result, I want to impart that information to you so that you have the truth.
Okay. John Mackey, of course, is our kind of the host. I'm just your guide to keep John heading in the right direction. Yeah, he does it anyway. He's okay about that. He's okay. You're listening to Give Me Credit. We shall return.
Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Coming up in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, three of us are holding a program, presenting a program called Beyond Bootstrapping. It's about credit, it's about SBA loans, and angel and venture funding. There is three experts, me, I'm one of them, on credit, and we've got Dennis Welsh, an SBA loan expert from Anchor Bank, and Jeffrey Yupin, an attorney, fundraiser, and one of the lead attorneys at Thompson Hall Law Office, that will talk about venture and angel funding. There is free lunch, but you must register ahead of time at eventbrite.com, or you can register at uscreditproject.com. Some people have described this, or short seminar, as receiving insider information. I appreciated that comment, but you're going to get a ton of information. If you can attend, I'd love to have you. If you want lunch, register ahead of time. This is sponsored by Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, Inner Circle, Thompson Hall Law Office, U.S. Credit Project, and Master Credit Solutions. I hope to see you there.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
We are back on Give Me Credit, and welcome, folks. Welcome to a program that I know is its intent and purpose is to get you freedom from a mysterious little thing called a credit score. That's important. That's important, folks, especially in this day and age when you're really trying to get ahead in life, and that credit score can truly be an albatross in many different ways around your neck.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, John, I'm going to let you pose the last myth that we're going to address today. And then again, folks, at the end of this segment, we're going to tell you what we're going to do next week. Plus, John's going to give you all of his contact information and let you know how to get in touch with him. But John, what's that final myth that we need to talk about today?
Well, one of the biggest ones is this, and that is that a lot of times people will tell you that once an item is on a credit report, it cannot come off for 7 years, that it has to stay off for 7 years.
No, we're talking.
Or stay on for 7 years.
Are we talking about, say, a short sale, a bankruptcy, something like that?
Anything like that. Now, a short sale or a bankruptcy are a different issue.
Okay.
But let's say you've had some lates, or let's say you've had an item that's gone to a debt collector,
mm-hmm.
something like that. Those, they say, and I've talked with many debt collectors, and they say, well, I'm sorry, I can't take that off because the law says it has got to stay on there for 7 years. That is not true. It simply isn't true. Prior to the establishment of the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, items could stay on there forever, technically.
Oh.
And then the legislature stepped in and said, you know what, we've got to put some guidelines on here. Mm-hmm. It's got to be no longer than 7 years.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean an item has to be on a credit report. Okay, first of all, nobody's mandated to report debt or data.
Yeah, okay? So, and I think that's an important part. I think we've talked about that last week, too.
Right.
Was even if you've got poor credit, they're not required to tell anybody that you've got poor credit. Or if you clean up your bill, they're not required to tell them that either.
Correct. Unless it's already on the credit report.
Exactly.
Then they have to do that.
They have
that.
To take some action.
Okay. So if you hear that, it simply isn't true. And what we do at Master Credit Solutions is we challenge the validity and the verifiability of that item. So if something is on there, don't ever think that it can't come off, because it can. Every time an item that's on a credit report has to be able to be verified and validated.
Mm-hmm.
That means they have to be able to prove. And if they can't, it has to come off. And that's where we get a lot of items off. It has to do with the verifiability and the validity. And if they can't prove it with every documentation or every document for that item, it must come off the credit report.
Now, that's a little bit about something that we're going to talk about next week, in the sense that some of these folks, your debt has been sold.
Correct.
And what we're going to talk to you about next week is to what do you do with all those phone calls and all the threats and all the horrific things that have been said. And, you know, you're going to tell a story next week, I believe, about one of those debt collectors whose intention was to get the person on the other end of the phone to cry.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about that. But here's where I'm going with this, John.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes when debt is sold, the verification isn't brought along with it.
I'll surprise you with some my tongue is tight,
with okay.
some statistics on this. Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And there is the key. there is the key.
See, that's what surprised me about this, because when you started doing some scrub work on my stuff,
right?
It was surprising to me when you were telling me some of the reasons why some of those things could come off immediately. They had no proof.
Correct.
They had a piece of paper that said, I owe that company a while back this amount of money. Then the debt was sold. And so this guy's trying to get how many cents off a dollar for what the
next
debt...
program, Altesia.
Okay, we'll do that.
It's an astronomically low number.
Yeah, and I'm here to tell you folks, next week you've got to tune in, because I think it's going to be a practical lesson in what to do and how to understand what that debt collector actually has in his hand, for the most part.
Correct.
And what we can help you do, and what John can help you do as far as getting some scrubbing going and getting some of those things off. So again, going back to the myth you're addressing, and that is, it doesn't have to stay on for 7 years.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, like we said, it doesn't have to even be on there. So an item can come off a credit report. It routinely does. We just got information back from a client during our first round here, in which just the first round, okay, we had 61% of the items that we challenged were deleted after the first round. Now, that happened 2 days ago.
That's, you know, and now that may not be typical, but it's unbelievable to think in terms that that is a possibility.
Absolutely.
It is a reality for some.
Absolutely.
By the way, I should mention, folks, when you're talking about, well, who is John Mackey? I need you to tell you when you talk about 61%,
right,
when it comes to deletion efforts, you're in the 70% brackets.
Right. The last time we conducted an analysis of our data, it was at 71%. And you have to understand that it's a multiple challenge process. We don't just do one challenge and say, okay, we're done.
No.
What most people don't realize is that you can challenge the creditor directly, and we get items off based on that alone.
Uh-huh.
So if you were to go through three challenges with us,
sure,
which is what that data is based on, is 71%. Now, if it's further work that's needed, then the data goes even higher.
Well, John, our time is crunched, and we want to make sure we get your contact information in. Let's start with the website.
The website is www, and I'm going to stop saying www.
Yeah,
everybody knows that it is.
Right.
It's givemecredit.us.
Okay.
That's givemecredit.us.
Name of the program is Give Me Credit, and the name of the website is givemecredit.us.
That's correct.
Now, there is a link on that website that will also take you over to Master Credit Solutions.
Absolutely.
And that's the business that John is in. He's the president, he's the founder, and he's the genius behind it. Now, that's the website, givemecredit.us.
Correct.
Then you have the ability, you could text John this very moment, and his folks will give you a text back. What's that number again?
612-567-2459.
Now, that text you send may just simply be saying, would you call me this week? And leave
That's
your name.
Fine.
Yeah, leave your name. Again, the number is
612-567-2459.
And then there's that infamous 888 number, the 800 series. The toll-free number is
888-417-3400.
Now, folks, I would encourage you, go to the website even now. Go to givemecredit.us. Let's get this things going, okay? Let's make it happen.
And if you've got an idea for a show, let us know.
We would love to have that in there. It would really help us address the issues that you want addressed. Well, John, let's say adios.
Adios.
And we shall return next week with Give Me Credit.